I have thought that I knew, and I certainly can pin this down if there's any doubt about it, that what Harriman's been working on is this New York ploy for Bobby.
Yeah, he has.
He's been working on that very hard, and I connected this reception. I read this in the newspaper. I haven't talked to everybody today. I connected that reception with a send-off for Bobby in New York.
Maybe it.
Yeah, but I certainly can...
No, I don't think... I think we just ride it out, just watch it.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing, though, for him to keep us informed. Not necessarily me, but...
Right.
Because he might not want to, but he might... I think he ought to keep you informed.
Right.
What he's doing, because... this is a very, very ambitious young man. And you just... It's unbelievable how ambitious he is.
Well, Mr. President, I commented to Abbott today that I just can't wrap my mind around that kind of ambition. I don't know how to understand it.
I don't either.
This consuming passion is something that's just alien to my whole makeup.
Yes, it is.
It's, there's a ruthlessness about it that just scares the hell out of me.
Well, it is to me, too. It is to... And if you'd see what's requested, for instance, he called me up at the ranch and demanded that I send in the Internal Revenue agents all over Mississippi.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just got shocked by it, and then the things he said about, maybe it'll work out the next few days. I hope we get through this convention without any trouble. I'm very fearful that if you'll see the columns and everything, the last 2 days I've spent half my time denying to the columns that I have abandoned the Kennedy machine. I've thrown it overboard. Now, whatever it is, I don't know.